This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Israel's Security Cabinet is preparing to vote later today on a ceasefire in Gaza. Diplomatic efforts had been underway in Washington and Cairo to work out the details, which seem vague at the moment. Until yesterday, it was the Egyptians taking the lead in trying to bridge the gap between Israel and Hamas on how the ceasefire might be implemented. Now it looks like Israel may declare a unilateral ceasefire and ignore Hamas's demands altogether. In the meantime, the Israeli bombardment of Gaza continues. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Jerusalem.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was meeting with Palestinian leaders yesterday in Ramallah on the West Bank when he endorsed the idea that Israel should declare a unilateral ceasefire and stop the shelling.
We have no time to lose. If they would have taken some more time, there will be more casualties, more losses of human lives, more destructions. A unilateral declaration of a ceasefire would be necessary at this time.
Instantly, Israeli leaders dismissed Ban's suggestion, but it must have provoked some second thoughts within the government, because soon after that, Israeli spokesmen began to hint that a unilateral ceasefire might just suit Israel's needs. A unilateral ceasefire would mean that there would be no formal agreement between Israel and Hamas. Thus, Hamas would not be legitimized as a negotiating partner in any way, nor would Israel have to agree formally to Hamas's demands to open the border crossings and end the economic blockade of Gaza. Internal divisions in Hamas have also made agreement on a ceasefire difficult. The group's top people inside Gaza have been more flexible, but its external leader, Khaled Mashal, has been immovable, insisting there would be no ceasefire before Israel withdraws its troops from Gaza and opens up the borders. Mashal spoke to a meeting of Arab heads of state in Qatar yesterday.
This heinous aggression against the Gaza Strip is not against Hamas, as the enemy portrays it, but against all of Gaza, all the Palestinian people, the Palestinian cause, and the nation. Israel has by now realized that it will not pay the agreed price to Palestinian negotiators or Arab negotiators, so it wanted to create a new game with new rules and to impose its conditions for settlement.
It appears that whatever kind of a ceasefire is finally achieved, the United States will have some role in maintaining it. Yesterday, Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, signed an agreement in Washington that spells out ways in which the U.S. will assist Israel in the technical and intelligence fields. According to Secretary of State Rice, the goal is to assure that more weapons are not smuggled into Gaza once a ceasefire is in place.
We've said repeatedly that the continued supply of armaments to Hamas and other terrorist groups in Gaza, including by some in the region, is a direct cause of the current hostilities. It is therefore incumbent upon us in the international community to prevent the rearmament of Hamas so that a ceasefire will be durable and fully respected.
On the ground in Gaza, overnight and into today, Israeli forces appear to maintain their current positions and continued aerial and artillery bombardment. Israeli shells hit near another UN school serving as shelter for civilians fleeing the combat zones. Two brothers were killed. The current estimate of Palestinian casualties is 1,200 dead and 5,300 injured. The Israeli death toll stands at 13, as it has for most of the war. Ahmed Abu Hamda, who works with NPR in Gaza, said there is much anticipation about a possible ceasefire and much uneasiness.
People here in Gaza, actually, they feel so confused also because the situation is partially calm here. And when it's so, people are so afraid because Israelis were so tricky in this war. So they don't know if the Israelis will hit in Gaza City or not, if they're moving on ground or not.
Israel's senior leaders in the so-called security cabinet are expected to meet tonight to discuss the current state of ceasefire negotiations. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.